Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home gets the ball to start this final quarter as they trail Harrison 42-24. I'm looking at Harrison's scoring summary. The thing I'm amazed by, they have no one in double figures right now. They got four players with 8 points each. We'll have more on that in a little bit. Talon Benton with the ball on the left wing. He throws up top to Gilbert, who pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound. Sorry about that. Hunter Bashir's was kind of knocked into my scoring table, and it got me right in the gut. So, anyways, that foul is going to be called on Harrison as they were chasing down the rebound. And that foul is called on Gabe Husky. That is his second personal foul, team foul number four against Harrison. Gilbert with the ball on the right wing gives it to Benton, who will dribble up between the circles. 7:35 left to play in this game. Ball goes over to Benton on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Husky, and back come the Goblins. 18-point Harrison lead with as we are 40 seconds into this final period. Here is Schrum with the ball. And he has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Benton. He's going to go back the other way for the layup. Off the glass and in. Callum Benton with 5 points now, and it's a 16-point Harrison lead as we are a minute into this final period. Schrum is going to dribble into a double team, and to avoid a turnover, Harrison's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:57 left to play in the game. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 42-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
All right, it is 6:57 left to play in this game. Harrison with the ball, leading 42-26. Elliott will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, getting it into Schrum. Back to Elliott in the left corner. He's going to dribble into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass, and in. Ben Elliott, the first player in double figures with 10 points. 44-26, Harrison on top. Here is Ben back the other way. He dribbles toward the top, taking the screen from Cruz, and he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Cruz gets the offensive rebound, but a foul. Oh, they're going to call Cruz for the foul and the rebound. Wow. That is Luke Cruz's fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home here in the second half. Matt Jones is going to check into the game. Well, I guess in the next available time, they've already inbounded the ball by the time he got to the scores table. Elliott across the timeline for the Goblins. Now he throws it to Husky, now down to Sailors in the paint. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. Hit the bottom of the rim. He was just a little too far into the basket. Maps home, gets the rebound. Here is Luke Cruz with the ball on the right side. And the ball was actually poked away, but Benton's able to secure it. For the Bombers, he's going into the lane for the layup, rolls around and goes in. Callum Benton now with 7 points. 44-28, Harrison leading it. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this game. Elliott will throw it into the front court to Husky. Now back to Elliott. Now he throws it to Schrum. Tries to give it to Sailors. Ball was knocked away, stolen by Hunter Bashirs. Eighth turnover against Harrison, and back comes Mountain Home with 5:42 left to play. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the left wing, down to Peters in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Colton Peters now with 6 points, and Mount Holmes on a little bit of a run themselves now, cutting Harrison's lead down to 13. 44-31 our score with 5:25 left. Here is Gundry with the ball just outside the lane, kicks out to Schrum. Now back over to Gundry. Now his pass to Husky. It was knocked away, but Husky is able to secure it to keep possession for the Goblins. Ball goes over to Elliott on the right side. Now it's all in a man-to-man defense right now. I wonder if they'll cheat off that a little bit and try to do some traps in a little bit. Here is Elliott going in toward the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Shrum. Over to Sailors on the right side. Up top now to Elliott. Elliott with Ben right there on him, and he's going to try to go for a steal, but get called for the reach-in foul. That is Ben's second personal foul, team foul number six. That is the last foul Mount Zoma has to give. The next one will put Harrison in the bonus. Luke Cruz is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Matt Jones. Again, Cruz picked up his fourth foul not too long ago. And Jace Martin's going to check in for Harrison, replacing Champ Sailors. It will be Shrum inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Trying to figure out where to go with it, and now Harrison's going to take a timeout to avoid the five-second call. And so we'll break with 4:53 left to play in the game. It is Harrison leading Mount Zoma 44-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Mountain Home's defensive intensity has really turned it up a notch in this final period. They were down by, I think, 22 or 21 at one point, but now the Harrison's lead has been cut to 13 with 4:53 left to play in this game. 44-31 our score. It will be Jacob Shrum inbounding the ball on the far sideline for Harrison, and he gets it, throws it into the backcourt to Gabe Husky, and we are back underway. Husky will throw it to Elliott. They haven't crossed the timeline yet. Now they finally do as they get into Shrum, but he has the ball knocked away from him, but he's able to get it back. It's secured. Now Gundry has it on the right side for the Goblins. He'll throw it to Elliott. Now back to Gundry. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Oh, man, that was a big shot for Dustin Gundry. He's now double figures with 11 points. Back the other way, Peters tries to go for a three to answer it. No good. Offensive rebound for Jones. He puts it back up off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 4 points. 47-33. Harrison on top. 4:20 to the left in the game. Here is Shrum throwing it to Elliott. Now in the front court to Husky. Husky is going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton, and back come the Bombers. Here's Gilbert into the front court. He has the ball knocked away from him, and Harrison comes up with the steal. Elliott will get it, throw it into the front court to Husky. He has the ball on the right side. Now he's being double-teamed. Now kicks up top to Shrum.
We should be in fire.
Now Shrum will throw it to Gundry. Gundry gives it to Elliott on the left wing. 3:45 left to play in the game. Luke Cruz will check in from Mountain Home at the next available time. And he'll have to be careful again. He's got four fouls right now. Elliott is going to go into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws plenty of contact and will head to the charity stripe. That foul is going to be called on Matt Jones as his first personal foul, team foul number seven. Now, that does put Harrison in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. 3:36 left to play in the game as Ben Elliott will be at the free throw line. So far, he is 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 10 points. First shot is up and in. Now Baylor Casilius and Luke Cruz both checking into the game for Mountain Home.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4343 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4343. Avant.com, code 4343.
48-33, Harrison advantage. Paul Peters inbounds it to Priscillius in the left corner. trying to figure out where he goes to go with it. Now he throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz now with double figures with 11 points. And Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:13 left to play in the game. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 48-36. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Harrison with the ball leading. Their lead has been cut to a dozen. 48-36 with 3:13 left after that three by Luke Cruz. Cruz is leading all Mount Tom scorers with 11 points right now. Here is Schrum with the ball, throwing it over on the left side to Gundry. Now to ball goes to Elliott. Mount Tom doing a zone where they try to trap a little bit. Ball's to Husky, now back to Elliott. Elliott's being double-teamed, now throws it over to Sailors on the right side near the corner. Now gives it back up to Schrum. Can find Gundry on the all alone. That is one of the dangers of doing that trap defense. Gundry was in the perfect position all by himself under the basket to get that easy layup. He now has 13 points. 50-36. Back the other way. Priscilla's trying for a three at the top. No good. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by Harrison. 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. Ball goes in the front court to Gundry. Gundry heads on the right side. Now finds Husky near the free throw line. Back to Gundry. Now to Elliott. His pass was knocked away, stolen by Gilbert, and back on the Bombers. Ninth turnover against Harrison. Gilbert going into the lane for a layup, and he'll draw contact and go to the line for a pair of free throws. Jacob Schrum picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 5 against Harrison here in the second half. So with 2:12 left to play in the game, it will be White Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. First shot for Gilbert is up. Good. One more free throw coming for Gilbert. He'll try to cut to Harrison's lead back to a dozen with the second free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 4 points. 50-38, Harrison leading it. 2:12 left in the contest. Here is Schrum throwing it to Elliott. They still haven't crossed the timeline. Back to Schrum. Now they throw it into the front court to Husky. And now the ball goes back to Elliott. Now once again to Husky. Husky will throw it to Schrum. Now back over to Elliott on the right side. Now Elliott's going into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Ben Elliott now with 13 points. 52-38, Harrison leading it. Ball goes over to Benton on the left wing. Ben's going dribble into the lane for the layup. Rolls around, does not go, and the rebound controlled by Husky, and back come the Goblins. Minute and a half left to play. Mountain Holmes' time is starting to run out a little bit. Ball is knocked away. Oh, a tough break. It was a good defensive play by Wyatt Gilbert, but just to knock the pass away. But it just went right between the legs of Luke Cruz and out of bounds before he could do anything about it. Baylor Cresselius is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Hunter Bashirs, and Harrison will inbound it under their own basket with 1:23 left to play in the game, leading by 14. It will be Elliott inbounding it to Schrum, now gets it back to Elliott. Elliott's going to go into the lane for a layup. No good, may have been partially blocked, as they did not even draw iron, and it is Mountain Home coming up with a rebound. Peters back the other way for the Bombers. Now he's going to be fouled as he's driving into the lane. That's the last foul Harrison had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Dustin Gundry called for a second personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Goblins. Hunter Bashirs will inbound it on the baseline, getting into Benton. Benton's going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Bashirs in the left corner. His three-pointer, good! Hunter Bashir's with 7 points, and Mountain and Harrison's leads cut to 11 with 1 minute left to play. 52-41, our score here is Shrum. Still looking to get into the front court, and he finally gets into Elliott across the timeline. And now his pass was knocked away, but Huskies able to secure it. Now kicks out to Sailors, out top to Elliott, and they're going to have to foul before too long if they're going to have any chance. But now Elliott goes in to the lane, beating all of his defenders for the layup. Good. 15 points for Ben Elliott, and that may just about secure the deal for Harrison. Ben goes up for the three-pointer, no good, and Husky gets the rebound, and he's immediately fouled, and he'll go back the other way for the one-and-one opportunity. Colton Peters picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So a one-and-one opportunity for Gabe Husky with 27.5 seconds left. Gabe Husky, 1 of 1 from the free throw line so far with 8 points. First free throw for Husky is up. No good. He misses the front end of the 1 and 1, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert. Gilbert quickly back the other way, going into lane, toward the lane. Now he's going to draw the blocking foul, and now he's going to go to the line for the 1 and 1. Fouls on Ben Elliott, his third personal foul, team foul number 7 against the Goblins. Hunter Bashir is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Bennett Pinson, that is a 6'2 senior. So 1 and 1 for Wyatt Gilbert. He's so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 4 points. Make it 3 of 3 as he hits the first free throw and earns the bonus with 22.8 seconds left. Well, it's a valiant effort by Harrison, but they just had way too far to come back in this game. Gilbert's second free throw is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Dustin Gundry, and back come the Goblins. 17 seconds left as Harrison's going to improve to 6-2 on this season. Mount Home's going to drop to 2-5. Ball goes over to Sailors in the right corner. 8 seconds left. They're just going to Josh Fulcher telling his team not to foul, and Talon Benton just fouled. So another free throw opportunity coming up for Harrison with 4.2 seconds left. Talon Benton picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 9. This will be the last 1-1 for the Goblins. And now a technical foul is going to be called on Colton Peters. And technical fouls do count as personal fouls. That is Colton Peters' fifth. He's gone. He is done for the night as he fouls out with 6 points. So it will be Dustin Gundry shooting the 1-1, but then Harrison will have 2 technical foul shots, and then they'll inbound the ball after that. Dustin Gundry's first free throw is up and rolls around and goes in, so he does earn the bonus. With 4.2 seconds left, Gundry still has one more free throw, and then I don't know who'll shoot the technical shots after that. Second shot for Gundry is up. It rolls around, does not go. And now who's going to shoot the free throws for Harrison? They're asking Coach Stoller who's going to shoot them. And it is going to be Gundry staying at the free throw line. So 2 more shots coming up for Harrison. By the way, Evan Bailey's checking into the game for the Goblins. Nope, and it's going to be Evan Bailey who's going to shoot the technical free throws. Evan Bailey at the free throw line for the Goblins to shoot the 2 technical shots. First shot is up, no good. By the way, that technical foul was also the 10th team foul against the Bombers. Second shot is up, and he misses both. So Harrison will inbound it with 4.2 seconds left as they'll go on to win this game. It will be Ben Elliott triggering the inbound pass, and the coaching staff making sure to tell his team do not foul. And they're just going to throw it to Shrum in the backcourt, and he's just going to run out the clock, and that is going to be it. And a tough night for Mountain Home. They will fall by 13 to this Harrison team. We'll come back and check our final numbers in just a moment when we start the Bombers postgame show. Our final score, Mountain of Harrison 55 and Mountain Home 42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!